Comcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I took an absolutely beautiful bike ride down the bike path from Alameda all the way down to about Candelaria this past weekend. A lot of really neat people out trying to get a little bit of outdoor sunshine and enjoy the outdoors until maybe that gets cut off for us. We hope everybody is safe from the coronavirus and taking all the steps that need to be to be safe. And today on the program, I want to welcome in Dr. David Piercy. He is the president of the Albuquerque Public Schools Board of Directors, and Brian Allred. He's the president of American Praise. Dr. Piercy, Brian, welcome in.
Thank you, Jim.
Brian, do we have you too? All right. Are you all hearing me okay? Of course, as steps to be very safe, we are doing all of our interviews. We're having live interviews, but we're on the phone, and you gentlemen are gracious to put up with this kind of thing. Dr. Piercy, a lot of us, I personally went all the way through the Albuquerque Public Schools, one of the largest school districts in the country, and not an easy thing to manage. So we thank you for being in, and of course, all of us know that you've extended spring break a little bit, and I'd love for you to first tell us about Dr. David Piercy and why, after retiring from Sandia National Laboratories, you're now working so hard in a very difficult situation as the president of this board.
Well, Jim, you know, I appreciate being here and being part of your program. My parents were both educators. Mm-hmm. My dad is a music director. My mom is a fourth grade teacher mm-hmm. and lyric soprano. And I guess I've been an educator, at least in spirit, if not literally, almost all my life. Mm-hmm. I did teach at the university in a private high school level. My mom was 30 years in education, and after she retired, she became something I call a gray panther. she actually worked after that the education aspect on the rights and services of senior citizens. Mm-hmm. And she worked with the Council for Aging for the governor of the state of Colorado. Mm-hmm. And she also got industry support for senior housing, senior busing, senior activities in a small town of Rifle, Colorado, where I grew up. And I really didn't even hardly know where she was in my college years. I couldn't find her because she was doing all this volunteer work. And so I guess I kind of graduated to kind of trying to help out as best I could in some way. And so I joined the Board of Education in 2009. And, you know, you ask why, and I say, you know, education of our students is really the future of our democracy. And yes. I really don't know anything more important than to have an educated populace. So that's why I do this.
Yeah. Well, Brian Allred, as many people know, he is a frequent contributor to our program. He's the president of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. And Brian, I want to ask you about how you got acquainted with Dr. Piercy, and I guess he knows that you're praying for them and the leadership of this school district 24/7.
That's right. Thank you, Jim. You know, got to know Dr. Piercy a couple years ago. We had done some outreaches through New Mexico Praise for APS Thanksgiving outreach, and got to know him and just emailed him up, said, "Hey, can I take you to lunch, Dr. Piercy?" I think that was how we got to know each other. And built a friendship and a partnership. I've been able to do a lot of things together with the faith community and APS, and I just admired his leadership. I admired his commitment to this community, you know, all the years that he served our community, and just built a friendship and let him know that, hey, we're here. The faith community's praying, but we're going to do more than prayer. Now, I lead a prayer movement, so obviously prayer is a big thing. But I think that can be an easy cop-out. Oh, we'll pray for you, you know, mm-hmm. and say 1 second prayer 3 days later when you remember, you know. And but prayer, as Jesus taught us, you know, is to really lift people up before the Father and then go do something about it. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So we wanted to do more than pray. We're praying for our APS schools, but we wanted to serve with them and serve around them and let them know that they have support from the faith community, that we're here. We're not on the sidelines criticizing. We're in this together, and we're going to help make it better for everyone. My kids go to APS schools. How are we going to make this better, you know? And I just admired his integrity and his leadership, and a big fan and friend and supporter. So
Well, and I want to mention, before we started, I had a chance to briefly visit with Dr. Piercy, and of course, we all know that you are searching for a new superintendent. Raquel Reedy, who's been the superintendent for 5 years, has announced her retirement at the end of the year. So at one time, you were going through a little selection process. You'd listed a number of names, but now that has been suspended. And so, if you would tell us, Dr. Piercy, I know you've suspended that search, but tell me what's happening now with the schools and plans for students and classes moving forward in light of COVID-19.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, the short answer of that is that all of that information is on the APS website at www.aps.edu.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great amount of information there. But just kind of in short, we're providing a lot of supplemental learning resources and opportunities for students during this time. And we understand that not all students have access to technology, so we're developing some supplemental learning plans that will provide an equity of access to all of our students. We have paper copies of resource materials that are available at a grab-and-go meal site.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, we've just purchased 18,000 Chromebooks that are going to be available within a couple of weeks to provide to students who may not have had access to that technology, and particularly to the crisis if it happens to go into the summer months.
Mm.
But if you look on the online resources we have in English language, in math, in science, social studies, we have every grade level covered in terms of materials that students can do. We've also teamed up with KNME, the public broadcast station,
mm-hmm.
For some materials, and we're developing some APS-specific instructional programming that's going to be available pretty soon. There are activities for pre-kindergarten, for family learning. We've referenced the public education department. And we have a K-8 downloadable packets that are available on that resource. And some of those packets obviously are going to be provided as part of our meals that we distribute. So we've got a huge amount of information that's going out. And our principals and staff are working 24/7, basically.
You bet.
To communicate with all of our people.
Doctor, you mentioned the grab-and-go meals, and in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about some of your partnerships with not only America Praise, but an offshoot ministry of that called Feed New Mexico Kids. And I want to make sure I differentiate. Feed New Mexico Kids is partnering with you to help you a lot, but that is separate from the grab-and-go meals. And since you mentioned that, could you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yeah, the grab-and-go meals are basically provided from 11 to 1 o'clock, 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock every day of the week. And parents can come by with their kids and pick up a breakfast and lunch.
Mm.
And we served over 80,000 lunches of meals last week. In fact, I think this last Friday, we served over 27,000 meals.
Oh, that is amazing.
And it's an incredible effort. And our food staff folks are on site. Principals are on site. They go out and hand these meals to the people who drive up so that they don't have to come into the schools.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great service. And of course, obviously we partner with other, like you mentioned, other agencies to help out with the food services. And it's critical for a lot of our people who sometimes this is their only meal they get.
Mm.
And we also have meals that are served for the weekends, you know, so that kids can actually have meals over the weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I always love this show because every day I do it, I get to learn something new, and my own faith and not just in the Lord, but my faith in our community is always bolstered when I hear things like this. And our community really needs to know that APS is going above and beyond to care for people, and we really appreciate that. Brian, let me shift to you for a second and just talk to you in relation to your kids are at home. They're part of APS, and how are they continuing their education, and are you guys taking advantage of some of these tools that Dr. Piercy mentioned?
Absolutely, we are. You know, we're just we're educating them at home, and my fourth grader, her teacher sent her like 50 things to do, activities to do while she's home, and so, you know, we're just educating them. Last week they took off, And but this week, you know, we got them up early and they're reading books. And my eldest has read like 5 books in the last month, in the last few weeks. So we're just trying to keep them reading and doing devotions and, you know, keeping them active. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it gets a little, gets a little small.
Right.
After a few hours, you know, a few days, you're like, okay, we're getting a little cabin fever here. But just trying to keep them active and engaged and learning and doing some online stuff. But, yeah, just love everything that APS is doing for families. And, really was, I text Dr. Piercy when I saw they were going to continue feeding the kids the grab and go meals every day. I just thought that was such great leadership and generosity for these families that, you know, they don't know where they're going to eat. So thank you, Dr. Piercy. Thank you, APS, for doing that. But, yeah, Jim, we're just doing the best we can here. So, you know, I used to travel almost every week. So now I'm home.
Yeah.
So, doing broadcasts and live streams every night. So, last night we had 52,000 people watch. So, which is more than if I had traveled to a city. So, you know, it's amazing what you can do through Facebook Live and Zoom and technology like that, right?
You bet. And
you take it all.
I probably need to address this to both of you separately in what you do as specialties. But Dr. Piercy, do you see technology being deployed as something that might even improve education from this point forward and maybe be an added benefit even once we are dealt with the coronavirus?
Yeah, I really do. We actually have a very good technology base in APS. You know, we've actually created a whole wide area network that goes to all of our schools, a large broadband capability now. And so we're pretty prepared for online learning. I'm still an old school kind of guy. You know, I like face to face, but, mm-hmm. But there's certainly an element of the technology that's going to, be a part of the future here. And I think this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to do a better job and to learn how to do that. I laugh at some of our staff who are now going online, you know, doing multiple conferences with each other, and they're saying, wow, this is great technology. I guess it's better than I thought, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested in some of us old people, you know, doing a better job with the things that the new guys, new students and everybody who are now very familiar with a lot of the technologies,
mm-hmm.
Are going to be using in the future. So, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to improve it and to do a better job.
We are on the radio this afternoon with Dr. David Piercy. He is the president of the Albuquerque Public Schools Board of Directors, and Brian Ollerid, the president of America Praise. We need to step back for a couple minutes, gentlemen, and say thank you to our sponsors. We have some loyal folks that are sticking with us to support this programming. So we'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-34.
Years ago, there was a slogan, life is short, play hard. King Solomon's slogan was, I'm in charge, pray hard. Listen to Skip Heitzig.
Solomon is feeling the weight, the leadership weight of his dad's kingdom upon his shoulders. And he realizes, look, I need wisdom to know how to handle these people and make decisions.
And God granted him two important things.
God gave him a vast breadth of understanding. An unusual amount of understanding and wisdom. So Solomon ruled with both his head and his heart.
Access Skip's entire teaching library at connectwithskip.com.
If you just rule with your head, if you've got all brains but no heart, the Bible says knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. It edifies.
Add the Connect with Skip high-tech Alexa skill to your Amazon device.
A balanced person has both brains and heart. Paul said, if I have all knowledge, but I have not love, I am nothing.
Support by DreamSpring, a nonprofit community lender. For over 25 years, DreamSpring has been increasing access to business credit for entrepreneurs across New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, and beyond. DreamSpring offers loans for self-employed entrepreneurs, startups, and large established enterprises. Information about flexible credit requirements, affordable rates, and customized lending available by calling 800-508-7624 or online at dreamspring.org.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Here is Skip and Lenya Heitzig with a personal invitation to join them each weekday at 2 p.m. for Table Talk.
Lenya and I are praying for opportunities to connect with you while we're all going through this coronavirus pandemic together. If you're part of the Calvary Church Fellowship, you might know that we launched online church services called Calvary Church at Home. Obviously, we want to continue having church together, even though it looks a little different right now.
Yes, it does. But it's so good to be together. Well, we want to connect with you and encourage you even more. So every weekday, Skip and I are going to broadcast live from our kitchen table, a program called Table Talk with Skip and Lenya. We'll chat about what the Lord is doing in our lives, in the fellowship, all sorts of things that the Lord brings to our hearts. And we'll even take live questions from you.
It's really going to be fun. Join us for Table Talk with Skip and Lenya every weekday at 2 p.m. live on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and live.calvarynm.church.
That was Skip and Lenya Heitzig inviting you to join Table Talk each weekday at 2 p.m. Talk at live.calvarynm.church.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. Brian Allred, the president of America Praise and the president of the Albuquerque Public Schools Board of Directors, Dr. David Piercy, on the phone with us live this afternoon. And Dr. Piercy, we mentioned in our first segment that you are partnering with a number of different organizations. We mentioned one organization like New Mexico Praise with Brian Allred and an organization Feed New Mexico Kids. And I also want to bring up I know that Citizens Church, we had Dustin Woodward, their pastor, and Nick Camacho, who's part of their outreach ministries at Citizen, talk about some work that the church did in the Highland High School cluster where they helped to buy some uniforms, football uniforms, and other types of athletic uniforms for kids, tried to help improve, some other areas, providing some tutors and doing some other work. And that just sounded like an amazing partnership. So, how was that all working out? Are you happy with the efforts being put forth now by those organizations?
Jim, I'm a big supporter of the churches working with our education institutions.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually a pretty good process for churches to do that. For example, the La Mesa Elementary School is kind of adopted by the La Mesa Presbyterian Church.
Nice.
And by adopted, I mean, in a sense of educational service.
Mm-hmm.
We have kind of a process called the SHINE process where we can establish a memorandum of understanding with a church to say, what kind of services is it that you would like to provide for our school? And mm-hmm. let's have an agreement as to what that's going to be so that it can be formalized.
Mm.
And we have to be a little careful in our public schools,
The
separation of church and state in terms of what it is. And so we do that through this MOU kind of a concept, not always done with an MOU, but that's a nice concept to use, because what it does, it says, well, what are you going to provide? And we as a school What can we do to help you in terms of those kind of services that you think you as a church can help provide? And so, like in the case of the Highland Cluster or in the case of the La Mesa, we're getting some really good results from that because we've got community members who are providing great services for our students. You know, it could be tutoring. It could be, like you say, some monetary support. It could be lots of different kinds of things. And greatly appreciate, you know, our faith community for giving us those services.
Dr. Piercy, I'm on the other side of this, trying to get people to listen to this program to just see that God has called them to get involved in this community. We're always talking about politics and how the Christian community, only 25% of us actually vote. We have 50% of us registered. We ought to be 99.999% all registered to vote and close to that in terms of going to the polls, but that's not really happening. And then there's a lot of people that just don't realize, as I didn't. I didn't realize until Brian Allred and Holly Slade came on this program and told us that we have as many as 4,000 kids that are food insecure. They don't even know where their next meal is going to come from. I wasn't even aware of that. It's like I live in this little cocoon and wasn't aware of all the needs in this community. So part of the things we like to do here at ABQ Connect is we want to let people know what's going on, what kinds of things are working. And Brian, I'm going to direct this to you. If churches in the Albuquerque area came together to partner with APS, could we really change and help them in many ways in education and almost virtually eliminate childhood hunger in that kind of partnership?
You know, Jim, I really believe that's possible. You know, could that happen in 3 months? No, but could that happen over the next decade? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, so most churches tend to be focused on their mission. You know, maybe they support missionaries to the Philippines, or they support a mission in Juarez, Mexico, or they help start a Bible college in Ghana, Africa, or they support an orphanage in Kenya. And so churches are very giving. Most churches I know are very generous and give to missions, local and international. But to tackle a problem like childhood hunger, New Mexico's number one in the nation, is really going to take a united effort of the business community. So my friend, mentor Rick Warren, says it's the three-legged stool, right? You need government, you need the business community, you need the faith community, you need all three. So as we get the businesses involved, and we saw that with Conway Hope, it was the business community that really stepped up last year. And the city of Albuquerque gave us $68,000 for Conway Hope. And the business community, Comcast, gave us $25,000. And Presbyterian did the medical clinic. So it's going to take more than churches, but as you get the business community involved, you get the faith community really united around a singular issue, childhood hunger, and then you get the school on board. I know Mayor Keller's on board. I know Dr. Piercy and his team would be all over this. We really could. It's going to take some time and some work, but I think if we really focus on one issue, all right, childhood hunger, could we get every child in the Albuquerque metro area fed, Albuquerque Rio Rancho? We could do it, Jim. There's no doubt in my mind. The resources are here. We don't got to do a fundraiser in L.A. The money's here. The resources are here. The people are here. Holly Slade, the Feed New Mexico team, I mean, they're feeding 1,500 kids a week right now during this thing, the snack packs. I know Legacy Church and Steelbridge, they're packing 30,000 meals a day.
Yeah.
And the Department of Transportation is delivering them. I mean, so that's just two ministries, right? If you get 500 ministries doing that and you get 500 businesses doing that, and then with the city team, APS team, you really can solve something like that. There's no doubt in my mind, and I think it's something we should go after, you know. And wouldn't it be amazing if 5 years down New Mexico was 25, in the top 25 of childhood hunger, not at the very bottom.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
We could look back and say, we did something worthwhile with our time. You know?
And we have to stop reading newspaper articles and things about New Mexico being at the bottom of these good lists and at the top of the bad list, and we need to start doing stuff about it. And that's what I like so much about, you know, Dr. Piercy. You could be retired and enjoying, you know, going fishing. I kind of teased you before we went on the air about that. I happen to like going fishing, but you shared with me that you've actually had a little time to spend with your family this past week. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, well, I you know, I sometimes like the opportunity to have a little time to reflect, and this certainly has been that time here the last week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my wife is actually on a trip and came back early, and so because of the coronavirus, and we've been able to sit and talk, be able to read a little bit, been able to enjoy ourselves, and I just reflect on the idea that once in a while, I think it's important for families to do that.
Absolutely.
And even what Brian was saying in terms of educating his kids, you know, that's an experience that is important for families. You know, that's, we can't educate our kids by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It really does require the family to participate. And so this is a nice opportunity for families to understand what they can do to help their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had to laugh. I had a cartoon that came back, and it said, 50,000 parents are going to understand it's not the teacher's problem.
I love it. Well, you're absolutely
so,
right.
Know,
yeah.
So, you know, it's part of understanding how this collaboration and this interconnectedness that we have is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's an opportunity for us, you know. It's one of the things that you know, our faith actually does help us with as well, because it tells us, you know, about how important it is to have relationships and how important it is to build these connections.
You bet. Dr. Piercy, we've talked a little bit about your teachers and how they're using technology and maintaining connectivity with the students and how education can move forward without any of us knowing how long this whole thing is going to last. But I want to ask you about some other things. There's a lot more at APS going on than just teaching. You guys have these beautiful facilities. You're allocated money for capital improvements, and a lot of things have to be updated on a regular basis. Can those improvements and those things move forward during this time?
Well, you know, the major capital improvements, of course, are kind of on a hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we just can't get people together. Obviously, the regular maintenance and the things that the custodians are doing, you know, for example, at Del Norte High, when we had this student who was there, they've been there just cleaning the whole place.
Mm.
And so those kind of things certainly can go on. But until we get out of this isolation idea, it's going to be very difficult for us to continue with a lot of the capital improvements we've done. But I'm sure that once we get through this crisis, and we will, then those capital projects will proceed, and they'll proceed on the priorities that we've established for them, and we'll get them done, you know. So I don't have any doubt that we'll get that done. It may take a little longer, but we'll certainly get those capital projects done. We've got a great capital team that works on all of these projects, and I'm very confident that they'll understand what the plan forward is.
Yeah. Dr. Pearson, we only have about 3 minutes left, so I got a quick question for you, and then I'll close with one for Brian. When I was reading over your bio on the website, on the APS website, I look at, you are constantly taking trips and talking with other educators, not only in the States, but around the world, about best practices and new ideas in education from all the world. Please comment on that, because I want people to understand that you don't do this in a vacuum.
Absolutely. You know, our staff is exceptional. They are continually working on what kind of best practices. It doesn't matter whether it's in math or reading or social emotional learning activity, behavior analysis, spatial education. They are continually working on what are the best practices and looking for science on what are the best practices. You know, the board doesn't really do that work, to tell you the truth, you know, but they bring it to the board to mm-hmm. say, hey, here's what we're doing. And so we get a chance to actually comment, understand what's happening. So it's a team effort, but yeah, the best practices is extremely important. The research is extremely important, because that's what's telling us what's going to make a difference for our students.
Well, I didn't even get through about 8 of my 14 questions I had for you, but I've got to go to our last question to Brian, and I'm hoping, Dr. Piercy, that I can get you back on the program in the near future. We appreciate you being with us very much, and Brian, your partnership with APS and your support of APS, you've got a bunch of people out there listening right now to the show. And what, how do you want to leave us today? You want to give us a call to action? You want us just to be part of the prayer? How can people come alongside you and do what you do?
Yeah, I would say two things. Go to feednmkids.com, feednmkids.com. And Holly Slade and her ministry did an amazing job. And so you can, even right now, we're still packing snack packs, 10 volunteers at a time, spaced apart,
yeah,
following all those guidelines, but kids still need to eat. And so we're doing 1,500 snack packs a week. And so, yeah, please go to feednmkids.com and sign up to, you can donate there. Or you can sign up to volunteer, or you can do both. And so that'd be a call to action to get these snack packs every weekend to kids. And second, pray. Pray for your school and then get involved. Pray and get involved. And what I've seen, what you pray for, you care for. What you care for, you're going to pray more for, you know, when you get involved. And so, you know, Mike, when our youngest kids were at, started out in school, at Coronado, and then Chloe went on to Truman, you know, so I moved with her to middle school and went to the principal and said, hey, how can I, I'm praying for your school, I'm praying for you, but how can I serve? You know, and I was thinking maybe a basketball coach, assistant coach or something like that. Well, could you be, you know, could you start a PTSA for us? We haven't had one for over 20 years. I'm like, well, I didn't want to be a president of a PT, you know, that's my wife's territory, but, you know, but I was praying for it. My daughter was there, and then I got involved, raised money for Truman, and did some great things for them. And so I just think get involved in your local school. Don't be a critic. Get in the game. Make a difference. One way is feeding them kids, but pray for your school. Serve there. Care for them. They need us. And the only way we move forward as a city and as an education is if we're all in it together. And so thank you, Jim, and thank you, Dr. Piercy, for your friendship and leadership.